Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome back. We're glad you're here with us tonight. And I want to remind you of our phone number, 323-203-0815. So tonight we have Pat, or Sue. Sue, what's going on?
Well, let's see. We have our regular seminars the first Monday of the month in Los Angeles at the Courtyard Marriott. 7 to 8:30, and the first Wednesday in Orange County at the Newport Beach Community Center. For the information addresses, you can look on our website, www.drpatallen.com. That's D-R-P-A-T-A-L-L-E-N. And then you can also look, we have one-day classes coming up. We have Dream Class. Getting to I Do class is May 13th. And these are all in the Newport Beach office. They're limited to 6 people. You can register and you can look at all the information, read up on what's offered in these classes at www.wantistore.com. Dr. Allen has her new book out. You can purchase it through our website and you can also purchase it through Amazon.com. And if you want the Kindle version, the downloadable, you can go to Barnes & Noble. And they have it in the Nook format. Let's see. I think that's it for what I have advertised right now.
Okay, great. Hey, listen, I've had a lot of requests about webinars, but you were telling me we're not going to be doing those anymore.
No, we're not, because we have this radio show where people can call in and ask questions. And so we're just going to go with this format for now.
Seems like a good idea. Everybody who's asked about that, there's the answer straight from Sue's mouth.
And then if the people want to, I know there's a lot of people out of the area from our office location, you can contact me if you want information on scheduling a telephone appointment. It's info@drpatallen.com. That's D-R-P-A-T-A-L-L-E-N. I can give you all the information needed for that. I think that's all I have going on right now.
All right, great. Everybody, don't forget.
Forget to do the, if you've got the book and you've read it, it's A Man's World in a Woman's Universe, please go on to Amazon.com and put a comment down.
Yes, we would love that. A review, a comment, or anything. It would be really, really important to Dr. Allen and to her team. Speaking of Dr. Allen, you're
yes.
on the air.
I know. I'm listening to my two magnificent managers here running the show. Good, good, good.
Good, good, good. So the artist is really excited, and she's been sharing your book all over the place, and she said thank you so much for that personal message to her.
I liked the ethereal effect. I have a fantasy about the prince, and how do they say his name? Exupre? Yeah. I like the universe, and I like her statement with her universe, which was very ethereal.
I thought so too. I think it's beautiful. So it looks like, let me talk to our superstation guy and see what we've got going on. And we have some Facebook questions tonight that have been backing up because we've been really, really busy on the phones. But we can't do it because it looks like we have a call coming in.
Hi, you reached Melissa Red.
Or not.
Well, I know it was a Melissa.
All right. Well, listen, everybody. Our wonderful guy at the station will be calling you back. So if you get a call from a number you don't recognize, it's probably us. Please pick up. We love your voicemail, but we'd like to talk to you in person. So here we have a question while we're... waiting, and it is from one of our gentlemen. So this is what he has to say. I have been working out and I've changed my diet and exercise plan. I noticed that my mate is acting strange and questioning me because I have been trying to improve myself. I guess I'm misunderstanding. I thought it would make her happy, but it seems to have made her nervous, upset, and maybe even angry. What have I done?
What you've done is you're getting into hunting gear. Hunting means you're shaping up in order to attract somebody, somebody's eyes anyway. So I'm afraid she's got the problem in that she thinks that men only take care of their health if they're hunting for another woman to add to the herd or a replacement something.
Okay, so, he actually is messaging us and he's saying this, I love her very much. I want to ask her to marry me, but
hello?
I want... Oh, hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I have a question for Dr. Allen.
I'm here.
Great. Hi. I've called in before, and we've talked before. A man is dating me.
Good. Although it'd be okay if you were dating a man, because you have a right to be masculine.
Right, and I'm working on being feminine.
You're working on being cherished.
Correct.
Good.
And he found me first on the internet, online dating, and we started chatting, and he asked me out. And we went to a nice dinner, and we had really nice conversation. There was
chemistry,
great chemistry? Yes.
Ooh,
a lot of good chemistry. And seems like good communication, seems like good compatibility. So we all, and I know all the rules, and I really, like, the chemistry is over the top. Like, I almost did a whoops on the first date. Nothing happened. He left. Walked my dog. We left. And then he set up a second date on literally, like, 4 days later.
All right.
Drove up to see me. Took me to dinner again. Pays, very gentlemanly-like. And then we went back to my house and walked the dog, and there was a lot of chemistry again. Things started happening. We went up to my apartment. We made tea. We'd had a few drinks. And things, you know, obviously he wanted to have sex with me and I wanted to have sex with him, or intercourse. And
yes.
So I said, whoa, you know, like, I know you're online dating still and I'm still online dating. This is like, we've known each other a week. And I said, I'm really not comfortable. I'm trying to not do the same mistakes I've done in the past. I really just want to be monogamous if I'm going to have intercourse. And he said, well, that's okay. I really, really want to be with you. And I said, well, I think it's just a little too soon to be, you know, we don't know if we're compatible yet. And he said, well, I can agree to be monogamous with you. And I said, okay. I said, even if it were just 2 weeks, who knows what was going to happen, but just agree to communicate with me if you go on a date or something and something changes. He goes, okay, that's fine.
What's the question?
Well, so the question is, now we've been on like 4 or 5 dates.
That's right.
And we've been having intercourse each date.
So you have had intercourse. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're in a committed relationship, monogamy, continuity, and longevity. And you've told him if you want to mate or marry, haven't you?
I told him eventually I would like to get married or have a partnership.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Would like means you're not sure you want that.
No, I want it. I want it.
I know that, but you didn't say it. And I want to warn anybody that's listening to this. When you say, I would like, the person that's listening knows you don't expect to get it. So it's easy to say no to you.
Okay, well, I don't want that.
Then...
So
you'll
I will
say,
watch how I say it.
I want monogamy, continuity, and I'm aiming. I want to be married by, and then list at least the year that you want to be married. And if that's not compatible, you want not to date.
I understand that. My question is,
what
we're
is
going
it?
On know each other 2 weeks. I've got another date with another guy next Wednesday. I don't even
Wait
know.
Wait a minute.
Who
what, you're seen. Having sex with this guy?
Yes. But and I have other dates because we have an agreement of monogamy, but we don't have an agreement of exclusivity. It's just too soon.
Well, wait a minute. I thought monogamy does come in with exclusivity. Did you agree to have an open relationship, which I support if that's what you want?
No, I think I'm getting anxious because I don't really want it, but I also feel I'm not ready. I'm not ready after 4 or 5 dates with him to say, oh, I'm going to stop dating. I'm not going to have sex with anyone else.
Wait a minute. Are you having intercourse with this human being?
Yes.
Well, that's the most ultimate form of commitment for a woman, especially.
Okay, so if I'm not ready to, I want him to ask me, like, I want you to stop dating I want him to ask me. He hasn't asked me that.
He doesn't have to ask you. You've already given your body to him.
Yes. So what do I do now?
All right. Now, do you want to practice monogamy, continuity, and longevity with this human being?
I don't think either of us are ready to be exclusive, but I know we're not having intercourse with other people. I trust that on both sides.
Okay, but if you're having sex intercourse with him, you're starting to build a relationship chemically up.
Right, and I feel the chemistry, and I think he does too, but I've seen other girls, like, text messages on his phone. I'm not staring, and I think he's seen other guys. I'm like, we're not staring, but we'll be, like, showing each other pictures.
Darling.
And then a name will pop up.
Darling, you're not doing what I teach.
Okay, how can I fix this and do what you teach? Because I'm starting to feel a little anxious.
You can either not date other people and date him exclusively sexually until you decide yes or no to keep him or put him back. Or you can be polyamorous, but you have to tell him that you're dating other people. Or you've got to say to him, I'm not comfortable being monogamous with you, and therefore I want you to know I'm going to stop having sex with you. I will date you, but I'm going to date other men as well. Now, which do you want?
I think I want a third option, which I'm not sure if it's what you teach. I think I want to continue to date him like once a week, see if we're compatible.
No, you want to continue having sex with him. Dating is movies and dinner.
Right. So if I say, like, look, you're dating other women with the possibility of dumping me and having intercourse with them and telling me after the fact.
How do you know he's dating other women?
I know he's dating other women because his profile's still online, and I see other girls texting, and he never will take a text while he's with me.
So,
but we haven't had that talk about
with is you want to hook up with him casually?
No,
right?
No.
But that's what you're doing.
Okay, so I can say, look, I really like you. I think we should get to know each other more. Let's stop hooking up or having intercourse.
No, not let's stop. I'm stopping having intercourse with you. I will date you, not exclusively, because I know you're dating, and I want to date other people, but I don't want to have sex with you because it's going to cause me to bond to you, which will take away my freedom of choice.
Right, and correct. Okay, that's what I'm going to say. I don't want to have sex with you because I will bond with you, and that's going to take away my freedom of choice.
But I do want to continue dating you without intercourse. Affection, yes. Dating with intercourse, no. Until I'm comfortable that you and I are building a marriage-bound relationship.
That's great. Okay.
Got it?
Okay. Yes.
Thanks, caller. All right. Well, we've got lots more calls coming in. And the station's wiggling their finger at me.
Why?
Good. Come on. We've got more calls. All right. We have one coming in now.
And I do want to deal with the man that was on.
So what he says is, I was doing it for her. I want expected to be looking my best when I asked her to marry me. But now that she's acting like this, I'm confused. I really wanted to be wonderful for her. I want to be her hero.
This is the same deal as when a man bitches and moans at his woman for being 5 pounds overweight and then takes her to Dunkin' Donuts.
Right. Right.
You know, exactly. You know what they're doing? I want you to be thin for me, but not for anybody else. Now, you can't do that.
Exactly. Okay. So your advice to this gentleman?
I want him to get in super good shape for himself, not for the women in his life, for his health and attractiveness. Yeah, and let her deal.
He's answering too. He says, I had some very high cholesterol readings and some high triglyceride readings.
Bad.
And it really scared me. I wanted to be around.
Then be around in the best shape you can be for your sake. And do not go out of shape so that your woman feels comfortable that you're too ugly to steal.
Wow, that's... I see what you're saying, Dr. Allen. And he is sending you a message and he's saying, okay, I was hoping to hear that. I was hoping to have that confirmed. I was feeling so down that I actually started to slip back.
No. You can replace her faster than you can yourself.
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're on there with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thanks. Hello to both. I have a question. I met this guy.
You met him.
He met me and
good.
He invited me into the two dates.
Unless you but like being dates, the man.
No, I don't.
All right, you like
to,
being no, a woman. No. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we had he invited me twice. I actually met him before, but he recontacted me. And the first day was at his place, and the second at my place. He
even
slept over, but we didn't have intercourse because I told him what were my requirements. And he seemed to understand and actually liked that. But the thing is that we were supposed to see each other a third time, but he canceled it. And he doesn't want to see me again if we don't make love.
He's not saying love. He wants to have a sex partner, which is a wonderful thing for a man. But if you don't want to be a sex partner, hook up, polyamorous, if you don't want that, stand by your ground because you're not compatible. I'm not judging him for wanting casual sex, but if you want to build something of a marriage type, do you want to mate or marry? What do you want?
I want to marry. But
all right, you want to marry?
He told me he's not ready for a relationship
at
this moment.
Well, I've got news for you. Casual sex is not going to make you feel more secure. I suggest you stay as monogamous as you can and as virtuous as you can so that you don't have a track record and 15 STDs to give your new husband.
The thing is that he keeps contacting me by chatting.
Have you ever seen a dog chasing a dog in heat? They do it in herds. He is going for his natural right to propagate the species, to have intercourse with women that are willing to accept him as the father of their children, legitimate or illegitimate. He's a natural man. It's my book, it's A Man's World, A Woman's Universe. We're in charge of air. They're in charge of stuff. They want your body to put their semen in because it feels better. We don't want to be used as seminal receptacles because it doesn't support our need to be cherished. So I strongly recommend that you tell him, thank you so much for your natural offer of casual sex. However, I am not available to casual sex because I'm building my life around getting married and having a kid or two. And that would make us incompatible. So go have fun with your ladies. I'm going to look for my husband.
Yeah, you know, I kept saying him which ones are my requirements, and he kept insisting. And my question is, can I also share with him my pain? Because it's very painful to hear that, because I like him, and I feel like
he doesn't
value me.
What are you
going to
share for pain? I'm so sad that you all make love to. Are you? What's the problem?
That I like him, that he doesn't really even want to build anything with me or. No?
What you're doing is being mama mad. You want to punish him for not being ready to work on getting married to you. That's controlling.
Okay.
No, he has the right to find casual sex partners, and you have the responsibility to do what's right for your body. If you want to be polyamorous, do it. But I'm telling you, it's really dangerous. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. How old are you?
48.
How old?
48.
48 years old.
Uh-huh.
Where have you been? What have you been doing?
What do you mean?
Do you want at 48, do you want to have a child? No.
No, I don't, no.
Okay. No. Have you ever been married?
No.
All right. Do you want to marry and make love, or do you want to basically hook up with the man that you like sexually and have a 1 to 3 year relationship with a series of them?
No. I want to have a relationship and get married. Mm-hmm.
Then my guess, I'm going to tell you something. Men play with vaginas, but they marry virtue. Do you know why? Because they want to know that you're not screwing somebody else while they're in Detroit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Men beg for sex they know they shouldn't get. And if you give them sex because you don't feel worthy enough to say, no, I want a better deal, they know that you're usable and abusable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we haven't seen each other since then because of that, because I don't accept
that
requirement.
How long is it? Mm-hmm. How long has it been since you've seen him?
3 months, and he keeps contacting me.
He has said, he keeps contacting you?
Yes, he keeps contacting me.
Well, do you understand, if he contacts you within 8 weeks of each call, he's basically just hounding you. You're in heat, and he's hounding you for sex.
What do you mean? I meant.
What I'm saying is, he spots you as vulnerable, and what he's doing is hammering you.
Okay.
And he thinks she might give in.
He knows she's going to give in because she's giving in right now. What she's saying is, I'm going to lose him if I don't have sex with him. Isn't that right?
No, I wanted to know what to do in order to.
What
to
you do is, do you want to be a casual sex partner at 48 with various men?
No.
Then would you please not have intercourse with men, mouth, oral, anal, or vaginal, until they're ready to make a commitment and put a promise ring on your finger, maybe even an engagement ring on your finger, and start building a marriage?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, then do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
Wow, that is some cool stuff right there, Dr. Allen.
I've got news for you. I give men the right to court us and to chase us and to hope we'll give them cheap sex, free wives. But I only want it to be done with the woman that wants to be.
Oh, we've got a call, casual. Dr. Allen. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Allen. How are you?
I'm fine.
Dr. Allen, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate your time.
I'd love to hear what your question is.
So, Dr. Allen, I have a question.
What?
What is the effects of being a child of an abusive step-parent?
If it's a girl, it would be to be abused by the dad, the stepfather. If it's a boy, it would be to be abused by the stepmother. Are you the abused child or are you the abuser? What is the story here?
My dad left. He was an alcoholic. And then
alcoholic men are knocking out their brains in favor of their gut, their feelings, their sexuality. Alcoholic women knock out their feelings of love and empathy in order to be abusive in their intellectual, judgmental brain. So were you abused by your mother or your father?
By my mother. Well, essentially by my step. I lived with my mom and my stepdad. And I was abused by my step-parent in association with my mom. She allowed it to happen.
I know that. Do you know what? That they're putting the co-creator of the abuse in jail with the person that did it. Do you know that? If a parent allows a parent... What?
No, I didn't know that.
But they're doing it now. Maybe, I don't know, are you... How old are you?
No, this happened to me, and the reason I'm asking is because...
Why?
I think that had some effect in my relationships as an adult.
You're absolutely right.
I'm a fear of intimacy. I'm a fear of close relationships, and I have sabotaged wonderful relationships that I have.
I want you to know you're a norepinephrine addict. A norepinephrine is somebody who's afraid of pleasure because you've lost so much pleasure in your life. Do you know? Have you ever gone to therapy?
Yes, I have. I went to female therapy.
Have you gone to EMDR, eye movement rapid desensitization? Have you done any trauma therapy?
Not at that level. It was just a regular therapist.
No. I'm going to give you information that's important. What city or state are you in right now?
In California.
All right. What city?
In Long Beach, California.
Long Beach, California.
Yes.
EMDR is a special form of therapy, and I can give you the name of a good man that works with my clients, Jeffrey White. He's in Los Angeles, but that's not that far. Here's a card. Here, we're going to give you the number. You need trauma therapy, sir.
Here's the number. It's Jeffrey White. He's in Los Angeles. 310-202-7445.
Thank you. Yes, and I think it does because I'm at level. I suffer from anxiety.
I know. Yeah. And I want to give you a book now by the founder of EMDR. It's called Getting Past Your Past. Isn't that a great title?
Absolutely.
And it's by Francine Shapiro. Francine Shapiro. She created this. And Jeffrey White is a psychologist who does EMDR, which is trauma therapy for your type of problem. Please see him or somebody that does EMDR.
Got it. Very well. Thank you so much. And I think this is an important fact for men that are afraid of intimacy, that sabotages relationships.
I know that. I totally hear what you're saying. And I've given you a book, and I've given you the name of a man that I think you will appreciate and who will help you.
Very well. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Pat.
Thank you for calling.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you, Kelly.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Very interesting call, Dr. Allen.
That is That is so significant. You know, I'm a good cognitive behavioral therapist. I'm a transactional analyst, but I'm not an EMDR. I don't deal with feelings. And these people are trained to integrate thoughts and feelings together in a relatively short period of time.
Hey, we've got a caller on the air. Hi. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, yes. I got a question for Dr. Pat. Thank you for answering.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Actually, I met you maybe like, I found you actually like 4 months ago. I already have a live script with you.
Oh, good.
It was wonderful.
Get something out of it?
Yes, I found a lot of my script that it doesn't belong to me. So now that I'm doing a lot of personal healing on myself, doing my own work, taking, being responsible for my life.
Yes.
So I find out something. I was molested when I was 8 years old by my grandfather. So since then, I noticed I got afraid of men. So since I don't want to be afraid anymore, how can I lose that fear?
I just talked to a man before you that was abused by his mother. What city are you in?
Ventura.
Ventura.
California. California.
Watch.
Same guy.
What?
Same guy.
Ventura? Yeah. Ventura?
No, he was in Long Beach.
Yeah, I know, but she can go to Jeffrey White as well.
Oh, okay.
All right. You need trauma therapy, darling.
Okay.
Would you go to a few sessions with a psychologist that I've considered for many, many years a backup to my system when I come across people who have been traumatized under the age of 10.
Okay.
When you're vulnerable and helpless. So I want you to read Getting Past Your Past by Francine Shapiro. She started EMDR, and the Veterans Association uses it for trauma therapy with soldiers. Mm-hmm. And one of my students, Robert Storr, is the director of the Los Angeles branch of the American Veterans Association servicing PTSD soldiers. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Therefore,
Yeah, that's probably is going to be the best choice I can do, because since I had a fear about the eye contact, men, and I want to get married.
I know that, darling, but you've got to get some help about the molestation. Here, yes. Sue, give her the name and the number.
His name's Jeffrey White. You can give him a call.
310. He's in Los Angeles on Overland.
310-202-7445. I got it. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
So would you be so kind as to do that for your sake?
Coming?
Will you do something for your trauma sake?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely. I'm just doing everything to help myself.
Good, then do it.
I'm the one who's responsible for my life, so no one else is going to do it. So I want to get into a relationship where...
Excellent.
For love, not for neediness or anything like that.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Get on with it.
Okay, I will.
All right.
It's hard for me to lose weight because I don't want to be
I know thin. That. You want to keep your blubber. I once weighed 205.
Yes.
That's called a defense mechanism. Please, darling, go to an EMDR person and deal with your trauma.
Okay.
All right?
Fine. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome.
I got your book. It's great.
Good. Which book?
The new one is A Man's World and a Woman's
World. Are you reading it?
Yes. I'm reading the first chapter. I like it.
Good. Yeah, excellent. Really like good. It has all of my thoughts in it. It's a compilation of all my thoughts. All right?
Yes, I'm praying that you're my mother.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank Julie. You, caller.
Kelly?
Thank you.
I want to give the information for people who don't live in Los Angeles how they might find an EMDR therapist in their area.
Excellent.
Okay? All you do is go to EMDR in Austin, Texas, and they will send you names of people in your area that are trained as EMDR specialists.
That's perfect.
Got it?
That's perfect. Thank you so much, Dr. Allen.
Good.
Okay. Well, it's very touching. They're reaching out tonight. And
I know.
Very exciting.
Hello. You,
hi, caller. You're on there with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi. We're fine.
Good, good, good. I have a quick question. So I am
have a
going
slow
on
one.
A
have
with,
a lit question.
Have a what? Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, it may be slow actually by the time I get it out, but I'm trying to be concise. No, I'm going out next week with a guy that I went out with last year, and you and I spoke about
you chased
this because
him.
I basically
I went out with him.
No,
you
he went out with me. No,
right.
No, I was the egg. He was the sperm.
All
right. But in the midst of all of that, I started to tell him how I wanted him to call me versus texting. And it just went downhill from there because he didn't like me saying, even though you and I kind of went over the script on how to say it, he
but
still didn't like me.
But this was your first date with him?
No, this was someone I dated last year briefly. And we went on two dates. And in between the two dates, which were like a month apart, he would text me all the time, and I was so annoyed by the constant text versus him picking up the phone. So I basically asked him, I told him I appreciated
him. Did you make an appointment? I want to tell you something that's turning me off about you. Do you want to hear it? And it, would he say yes?
No,
if
no,
you didn't
I didn't.
Use
I
the tools,
up.
Remember, I'm gonna put the tools on you briefly. Don't ask a man you want to respect how he feels unless he's puking or bleeding. Always ask him what he thinks, wants, opinions, suggestions, and what you can do to help him do it. Second, when you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him, you have to make an appointment about the subject and the convenience for him to listen to you. Third tool. When you're upset with the man, but you don't have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer, please, what you say to him is you have a right to say that, think that, feel that, do that, but I'm uncomfortable with you texting and not calling me. I don't want to answer any more text messages. So if that's okay with you that you're turning me off, it's okay with me. The fourth tool is, I sense, I think, I believe by the tone of your voice, the look on your face, your body language, and your gesturing that you're upset about something. Am I right? Yes. What is it? I'm upset because you don't like me to text you. You have every right to be upset that I don't like being texted. I don't like it, and I have a right not to like it, and you have a right not to call me if you don't want to, but it turns me off when you don't. And the fifth tool is the timeout sign that the referee puts up. If you ever have a man that makes a timeout, ask him, what can I do to help us do better? So do you see?
Okay.
Apparently you didn't use a tool.
I didn't. So now fast forward a year later, we've kept in contact over the last year. He'll
you chased him
holidays.
Or he chased you?
He chased me in terms of asking me out on dates.
How did he ask
weeks.
You like out? I, did he call you or did he text you?
The first one was a text message because we met online, and it was on Valentine's Day that he actually took me on our first date. So we met on an online dating
that, but
site.
After,
right.
After you, have you seen him since you told him you don't want to text?
That's what I'm saying. This was a year ago. No. So I haven't seen him. Since then, he just texts me for New Year's Eve, Happy New Year's. For my birthday, he texts me Happy Birthday. And now, this past week, he
reached out to me. Did you text him back?
Yeah, I did. So we've been cordial, but it's only been texts, and he's thrown out, oh, we should get together and catch up. This has happened over Christmas. This happened, you know, a few months ago. But now
but
we're
you'll
finally going to get...
I appreciate your texting me that, but I'm not going to go on a date with you unless you call me.
Well, I didn't say that. We have a date set for this Monday.
How did you get it? By text?
It was on text, yes. He was on
I
text.
I got news
said,
for you. He won.
But it wasn't anything anymore going on. We had stopped speaking. That's what I'm saying. I would only talk to him on holidays, and it would just be Merry Christmas,
Did I
Happy
hear
New
you
Year.
Say that he texted you for a date?
Yes, the other day
and
because I'm on
yes?
a dating. Yes, I'm on a dating website again. Because I'm single, recently single from another relationship. Anyway, I'm on a dating website, and
he met you on the website.
Yes, he saw me on this dating website again. So he
but
reached
he
out to say,
you. "Do you understand?"
Yes, he okay,
he's not cherishing. He knew it was you, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And
so
he
texted me
didn't
to say,
"Like texting, didn't he?"
I don't know if he remembers or not. I mean, it's been a year. It's not like we've been conversing, and it was never at that deep with us, considering we only went out on two dates, and after that, it fizzled out to where I only would hear from him because I said, okay, well, obviously he's not interested after I made the statement last March, a year ago, about not texting me. It fizzled out. I did not hear from the man anymore. Only
so when are you having a date with him?
So... what happened? On Monday.
When are you having
I have a date? On this Monday. So when he
All right,
saw me on the dating...
Funny. Has he seen your face? Does he know what you look like?
Yes, he saw me. Yes, he saw me on the dating website this week. So he said, hey, how's it going? Or whatever. And basically, that's how we started conversing again.
Did he say it, or did he text it?
He texted me. We have not spoken on the phone in
I'm
months
telling
since
you,
last year.
Will you please, when you go on the date Monday, say, I want to say something again to you that might be uncomfortable. Would it be convenient for you to hear me? What would he say?
He would say, sure. But that's...
You have every right to keep texting me. And I'm telling you, it's turning me off.
But that's good. I feel like that's going to be too much because we're not even anything anymore. That's what I'm saying. We haven't spoken
okay.
in months. So for me to come out of the gate and my first thing saying to the man after not seeing him for a year is complaining that I don't care that he's texting me, honestly.
You just said something.
Yeah.
So now I understand you talk like you don't like texting, but you will take whatever he gives you joyously. Congratulations.
No.
I accept
no.
that.
No. That's not what I'm saying either. I guess what I'm saying is this person and I have not been in communication for months. So
have
the first time that we're...
And he knew who you were, and he is breaking you into accepting his cold-blooded texting. People who like texting don't like feelings. They don't like intimacy. They don't want their voice to be heard and turn you on or off. I'm telling you, texting people are different than talking people. But you just said... I hear your desperation that you want him badly enough to say one thing but act another way. You have my permission to say you don't want texting and accept it anyway.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I feel like is that after not speaking to someone for months,
I got news
for
you. He knew it was you.
Right. So you're saying that once he knew it was me, he should have picked up the phone out of the blue and just called me and
you got it.
Went to catch up.
Got it. You've got it. He's breaking you.
Okay.
And you're breaking.
I guess I didn't look at it that way just because
well, that's
it seems
why
like
I
everyone is in a texting generation, especially the people that seem
what
to be around my age. They text
you,
all the time.
If I had a dollar for every woman that said, I don't like all this texting. It's too cold-blooded. It's too left lobe. It's too intellectual. It's too non-intimate.
I agree, but that wasn't even why I was calling. That wasn't my question. My question was basically not to... I just wanted to ask a question about when going out with a man, when is it too soon, or if it's ever even appropriate to basically ask him if he's seen other people or not seen other people, if he's
it's
in a relationship.
Ever even speak of that until one, he asks you to stop dating people and you agree. If you listen to the first part of the show, I had a lady on there that was dating one man, having sex with him, and dating other guys. You know what I mean? But by the end of the show, I had straightened out, hopefully, that she's with him or not with him. I'm telling you that the normal course of events is you're both dating people. Then he decides, if you want to be the cherished one, he decides when he's ready to say, I'm not dating and I don't want you to date anybody else. At that moment...
But that's how I got in trouble before. Years ago, I was dating someone, never asked the question. He was always coming over, taking me out. I found out the man was married.
Wait a minute.
5 months
I was saying.
Okay.
What I'm saying is the first move is he says, I want you to stop dating other people, and you say yes or no. If you say no, it's too soon. I want to continue looking for an opportunity to be with somebody that may be more than this is. Do you see? Or yes, I'm willing to stop dating. And does that mean you're not going to date anybody else? It happens at the time you negotiate monogamy, continuity, and longevity. And you darn well better tell him if you want to be married. Because when you withhold that data, he has the right in the year or two that you date him to say to you, you never told me that you wanted to be married. If I had known it, I would have told you that I don't want to be married. Do you understand?
Right. I guess my question is, when I'm meeting men, I don't want to waste my time dating a married man. So if I'm just casually, if I'm going out on a date, let's say with Tom, Dick, and Harry, and we're all having fun, there's no intercourse whatsoever, I don't want to date someone for 2 or 3 months only to come to find out that this person is married.
Then
or
feel
this
free.
In a relationship.
Feel free.
That's what I don't understand, how to figure that part out.
Here's how you do it. Do you know that there are companies that will help you case out somebody and you like a detective? All you need is somebody to look up the records as to whether he's married. You see, because it's really okay not to trust people. It's really okay to get help in evaluating people. So before you have intercourse with the man, ask him if he's married. And if you want, hire somebody, a detective, a lawyer, to look over his track record. Do you understand?
Right. That's what I was getting at. I just don't want to date a man that's in a relationship, because you don't know when you're meeting
situation
is.
Wait. He may be dating 5 women. You can't ask him that until he wants you to stop dating, and he's going to stop dating. Everybody's dating when they start dating. You don't stop dating at least 3 people until he says, I want you to stop dating. Then you say...
No, I totally get that.
Got it. And if you really
want a
real scientific deal, have a detective look over his record. They can do it in an hour.
Yeah, that's all. I just didn't want to waste my time dating someone that's in a committed relationship. I guess that's the operative word. Not just someone that's dating 5 women. I could care less if he's dating 5 women, as long as he's not saying this is my girlfriend and here he's still dating me.
But there will be no record of him being in a marriage-bound relationship with anybody else. There's no record for that.
Right, and that's why I'm saying it. I just feel so vulnerable sometimes dating people, and you don't know if they're in a relationship.
No. Once you find out if he's legally married, that's big. The next thing is you don't have intercourse till your gut tells you you're safe.
Right, I get you. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you,
Dr. Allen. We're out of time. What have you got to say tonight?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitment you're willing to make and keep. Happy Easter.
Thank you so much, everybody. Remember, Dr. Allen's beautiful book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, is out in print and available at Amazon, at our site, and at Barnes & Noble. And if you have it, please give us a review. Follow us on Facebook. And for all that other information, www.drpatallen.com. Happy Easter.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.